Keep an eye out for that. I might be on there as well. But we're here to have a great time. We'll be with you every Friday morning at midnight.
Indeed we will. I'm looking forward to it, Jared.
It should be an absolutely exquisite time.
Oh, boy.
Starting off tonight, we are Instant Crush, and this is Instant Crush.
I didn't wanna be the one. Everything don't need to be addressed. The pull-up's like a FedEx truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff. Wake your ass up where you rest. On time like an Amazon truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff. Buffalo shrimp from Mahimas. Coke deals upstairs at the Ramada. The ocean from hotels was popular. And crack was a minted phenomenon. Elected presidential was on my arm. Red stripe Pradas and on. Driving a fiend car, dangerous, extremely armed. Shout to the branches, Antoine and Sean. Some niggas play different, involve your mom. Sister, aunt, niece, duct tape them all. We only in the sport to be LeBrons. When you used to platinum, that gold be bronze. Your favorite rapper's dressing like Comic-Con. These necklaces is different from charm to charm. Bury drug money from lawn to lawn. We learn from the wizards and Papa Ron's. Everything don't need to be addressed. The pull-up's like a FedEx truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff. Wake your ass up where you rest. On time like an Amazon truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff. Calling my bluff, gon' answer hello. Service with a smile when I hand out halos. Shot clock shooters when I point them, they go. Now everybody asking what happened, they know. Rather watch the sunset in Turks and Caicos. Eating Kung Fritters with chips and quesos. Don't make me call my TTGs with Dracos. Who all got amnesia until the case closed. Sometimes I wish my fan base was more like J. Cole's. But dope boys gotta be the man like they know. How many more car faxes must get exposed? Imaginary shipments, fictitious payloads. You should listen to them on the platforms they on. The villains, the killings, no ceilings, I yawn. Niggas acting like we can't pop up, hey yawn. We specialize in not getting locked up, Akon.
I don't feel like they get that.
Everything don't need to be addressed. The pull-up's like a FedEx truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff. Wake your ass up where you rest. On time like an Amazon truck. I can send some niggas round there right now. 1-800, call my bluff.
All right. At least we know where to get buffalo shrimp from now.
Absolutely. Mahi Mahs. I'll see you there.
Virginia Beach, baby.
Yeah, I've never been there before.
Neither have I.
Glad to be back with you in case you missed it. We are Instant Crush. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's our first show ever. If you have any feelings about that, you feel free to give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. But we've got a lot to talk about this week. Been a busy month. Been a while since we've been here on the radio. And Abe's going to get us kicked off.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is potentially the worst refereed game I have ever seen in the NFL.
You couldn't hear it, but I raised my eyebrows.
He definitely rolled his eyes too. Gave a little sigh. But the Chiefs-Bengals AFC Championship game was a fallacy.
Fallacy?
Fallacy.
Fallacy? I don't know if that's the correct use for that word.
It was terrible. Bottom line, it was absolutely awful. There was, I'd say, 4 to 5 of the worst calls I've ever seen, with Tony Romo giving us incredible insight into what was going on in the game.
Oh geez, Jim. I don't know, Jim.
But
I mean, they fired Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty, and I think they're hiring Tony Romo to replace him as the voice of Morty. That's what I heard.
I can say I've heard whispers.
Oh geez, Jim.
My sources in the industry, I think that.
Can you believe that?
That's a real possibility. But I mean, it starts off with that third down redo on that terrible call where the play clock wasn't running. And the Bengals stopped him, and then they just did it over after the play. Then there was the defensive pass interference with 5 minutes to go. The intentional grounding call on that final
That was
Bengals
an
drive.
Intentional
it
grounding.
Was not.
There's no way that he was in the pocket, the ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, and the running back was 15 yards away.
The defender, Chris Jones, hit his hand when he was throwing.
But he was clearly throwing it into the ground.
Doesn't matter.
I believe that.
He could have been throwing
from
it
my
further.
Perspective, that was clearly intentional grounding. He was getting rid of it because he was going down to the ground.
That was a batted pass, incompletion, Bengals 2nd and 10, score on that drive, go to the Super Bowl.
Look,
Joe Burrow, Super Bowl MVP, greatest football player of all time.
We all wanted Joe Burrow to win. Everyone wanted the Bengals to win. And the redone third down was bad. I think everyone knew that was bad. But I wouldn't say it was the worst refereed game I've ever seen, and I wouldn't even say... I think the third down call was bad because they got a flag on the next play, they got a first down, and they went from there. If they had just punted, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Right. There's also another key missed call. The missed block in the back on the Sky Moore. 24-yard punt return for number 24.
If we debated every missed block in the back penalty call, there would be no kick return touchdowns. Return touchdowns. I mean, I don't believe in that. I don't even believe in the block in the back rule. It doesn't make any sense.
It was terrible. It was absolutely awful. There's one reason. There was I don't know his name. I'm not very familiar with the Bengals special teamers.
You're not familiar with his game?
No. But he was on contain. He was on the left side contain at the numbers, block in the back, 24-yard punt return, set him up perfectly. And quite frankly, it was not good. Not good at all.
I tend to disagree. I mean, I wanted the Bengals to win, but I don't have a huge issue with that game. The script writers did their job. Mahomes goes to the Super Bowl.
Arian Foster.
Not even Aaron. I mean, we've been known the script. The script is in.
The news drop of the century that the NFL is scripted on his Barstool Sports podcast with God knows who.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson was pissed when he got the script last year. You're a Browns fan. That must have been bad news.
It's Ryan Shazier in 2017 getting the script.
That's rough.
Oh, my goodness.
There are people out there that really believe that. I keep seeing videos that are like, did you know the NFL is legally defined as entertainment?
Oh, and, my goodness.
And therefore, they are allowed to decide the outcomes of games. Come on.
The new WWE.
Yeah. People out there that think that. There are.
The McMahons are pulling the strings on Goodell.
I wouldn't even be surprised.
No. What do we think about Robert Kraft trying to sign Tom Brady for a one-day contract?
See,
I'm
worried that by putting it out there, he risks Brady saying no, and that makes him look bad. Look, I think Brady will get a statue. I think Brady will be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. He'll come back, blah, 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 blah. But he retired already, and, like, this wasn't set up beforehand, and then Robert Kraft, like, puts out a statement, like, we'd love you to come retire with us. I mean, if he says no, it's very embarrassing, and I couldn't help but notice Brady posted like 60 pictures on his Instagram story yesterday of him with like, it was like every picture in his camera roll, every player you could imagine, every teammate, every opponent, his family. There were like 8 pictures with Robert Kraft and there were 0 pictures with Bill Belichick in them. None. Not one.
Not surprising.
I have to imagine that they do not get along very well. I'm a Patriots fan, but just based off that evidence alone. Like, literally, you can go back. It was, like, the longest Instagram story. Once I got through 15 pictures, I was like, wait, he's not in any of these. Let me look through all of them.
Yeah.
Not one. So I could see him not coming back, and then it would be a bad look for Robert Kraft, but he's the best owner in football, so. And he's never done anything wrong.
I think that the Fort Lauderdale massage parlors.
Show me a conviction.
I'll show you some allegations.
You mean nothing. Anyways.
Oh, boy.
We'll be back in a few. We've got another great song coming up. One of Abe's favorite songs and a song that I really relate to a whole lot. One of my favorite artists, Ariana Grande.
Greatest beat of all time.
Oh, greatest beat of all time. Abe, what we got?
Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored by Ariana Grande.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just the feeling. I do not know what to say, but I know I should think about it. So one fucking look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away, but you know I'm already thinking about it. Girlfriend, yeah, cause I'm bored.
This shit always happened to me. Why can't we just play for keeps? Practically on my knees, yeah, yeah. But I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me. You're singing my songs in the streets, yeah, yeah. Acting on innocent, please. When I know you are thinking about it. Then you realize she's right there. And you're at home like, damn, she can't compare. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm bored. You could hit it in the morning. Yeah, yeah, like it's yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Yeah. Break up with your girlfriend. I want you, say I'm tripping. If you feel like, but you without me ain't right. You could call me crazy, cause I want you, and I never even ever fucking met you. Say I'm tripping and it ain't right, but you without me ain't nice.
All right. Just wanted to make a correction when I announced the song. Jared put me on a spot.
Little Freudian slip there.
Freudian slip. I said, break up with your boyfriend. I'm bored. It's break up with your girlfriend. I'm bored. But hey.
Just so nobody gets confused.
Appreciate our buddy Finian for pointing that one out. Also, Finian, if you're out there listening, we're not going to play any Ice Spice. Quit asking.
Yeah, he requested Munch, I believe, 17 times?
I think it was more like 18.
I do like that song. I'm more of a Bikini Bottom guy myself. And also, you know, Acting a Smoochie.
I like Princess Diana.
Yeah, can't forget Acting a Smoochie. Because, you know, you just can't forget it. But last couple songs have something in common, other than the one that Abe mispronounced. When we were trying to come up with a name for this show, you know, we figured any three-word combo that makes even the slightest amount of sense works as the name of a radio show. Like, Good Night.
Instant Crush.
Yeah, you know.
First Class.
First Class. But we figured First Class was my old show. It both is a meaningless name and also the name of a song that we thought was pretty funny. So we looked through our playlist for songs that we thought would be the good name, a good name for a radio show. We landed on Instant Crush, A, because it sounds kind of cool, and B, because it is the single greatest song ever created in the history of man.
I second that.
And I don't really think you can disagree. If you do disagree, feel free to call in. But some other songs that we thought about were...
There was Call My Bluff by Pusha T, which I really liked because we were both big Pusha fans. Went to his recent concert.
But then I realized, you know, there's two of us, so like Call My Bluff shouldn't it be called Our Bluff.
I mean, it alludes to the argumentative side of our show.
Yeah, 100%.
Then also there was, of course,
Once in a Lifetime, which kind of made sense, but really, when you think about it closely, made no sense because the show was on weekly and not once during your lifetime.
Other pitches included Sanctified by Rick Ross, which was, you know, a little bit too out there.
And we ended on the greatest song of all time, Instant Crush.
Excellent choice, by the way.
Another time, I'll tell the story of the first time I heard that song, and I knew immediately that it was the greatest song I'd ever heard.
Absolutely. We don't mention the person who showed it to us, though.
Yeah. Too many shout-outs for this guy.
For real. For real. Well, other things we want to talk about, going away from the sports talk that we normally end up on, Lil Yachty dropped a recent record called, and it was absolutely incredible, personally. A couple of the best songs: Drive Me Crazy, We Saw the Sun, The Zone,
Who is this?
Running Out of Time, The Ride, and The Black Seminole. Personally, favorite of the show, The Black Seminole. The first track on the record was an incredible listen, produced by Pink Floyd.
We've got a caller who's very eager to talk about this subject. I'm going to put them on right now. You're on WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Santiago, who has strong takes about your take on the greatest song of all time. It is perhaps the third best song on the album, of course, bettered by Get Lucky and by Contact.
So you're saying that Instant Crush is the third best song on Random Access Memories?
I am saying that.
Care to tell us your two favorites?
Get Lucky and what was the other one?
Get Lucky is the best one, and the second best one is Contact.
The best one,
fucking outro.
The second best one's actually Giorgio by Moroder, and all pretentious music fans know that.
Jared, that's so pretentious.
I said pretentious.
You know,
okay.
If you were to argue that Instant Crush is not the best song, there is two that you did not mention. There's Lose Yourself to Dance and Fragments of Time.
It's not Lose Yourself to Dance. It's like the most repetitive song of all time.
Fragments of Time.
The greatest dance track ever.
I'm sorry, Fragments of Time.
Yeah, you can say it 10 times. It's not the best song on the album.
Oh, I think it's Instant Crush, but close second, Fragments of Time.
Whoa.
Close second, Giorgio by Moroder.
After I hung up, I'm listening to Fragments of Time.
Okay, but what were you saying about the Lil Yachty album?
I think it's pretty good. Like, I totally enjoyed that album, first, second listen. Black Seminole is fucking fire. The two Sunshine songs are incredible.
Can we tone down the cussing, please?
Oh, please forgive me.
Oh, you're forgiven. friend of the show.
What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely adored it. Personally, when I learned that Yachty had dropped a new album, I was listening to Broccoli by Dram featuring Yachty, and then subsequently okay. Minnesota.
Okay.
And it's a whole new world. I mean, the fact you got Pink Floyd to produce a couple of the tracks on the album.
That did not happen.
It did. Black Seminole is no. produced by Pink Floyd.
Produced by Pink Floyd? They're not a band anymore. They broke up, like, forever ago, didn't they?
I That's yes.
Do they still tour?
I don't think so. No, but not. I know that they
Roger
did.
Roger Waters still tours.
Pretty Unless, sure. am I spreading misinformation?
People just say it sounds like Pink Floyd. I didn't know they produced it. I don't know if Lil Yachty has pull in the music industry like that.
Did you listen to the Tame Impala Dream Theater remix?
I did not. Should I?
With you totally should. I think it's incredible.
See, the thing about Lil Yachty, though, is that, like, I was honestly a pretty big Lil Yachty fan in, like, 8th grade, and, like, songs like,
oh,
you know...
wow.
Like, back when he was, like, big, but I went back to listen to some of the songs I liked, and, man, I don't really know what I was hearing. Like this, it's Lil Boat and Lil Perry, like that one. Like I don't know. I didn't really know what I was liking, but this new one is definitely a step in a new direction for him. I think it's good. It doesn't have a lot of replay value for me.
That's true. Like, there's probably two tracks that have replay value.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they'll be in the rotation. All right, Jared, you should invite me sometime.
Yeah, this is that was Santiago on the call. He'll be on the show sometime soon. He is a true music fan and one of the, you know, premier intellectual artistic minds of Tufts University.
Oh, Jared, you flatter me. Goodbye.
Have
Love
a great
you,
night.
Buddy.
You too.
Shall we get back to the old tunes?
We will. Next up, we've got a newer song, but already an instant classic. The new SZA album. We've got Nobody Gets Me.
No makeup, just Jay-Z. You were balls deep, now we beefing at me, butt naked at the MGM. So wasted, screaming, fuck that. Blurry now, but I'm anything. Hurry now, baby, stick it in. For the memories, get to kicking in. It's too late, I don't wanna lose. What's left of you? The ballet, you proposed, I went on the road, you was feeling empty, so you left me, now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when a man is you, when I know that it's too late, I don't wanna.
nobody gets me, you do.
I believe we have a caller.
That we do. You're live on air with Instant Crush, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Who are we speaking to, and do we know you?
Talking to Finian, calling in from the best college in the Boston area, Northeastern University.
Woo!
Long-time listener, multiple-time caller.
Hot take right there.
What about the university? I don't know about that. How about what school you go to?
University of Massachusetts, Boston.
Redacted.
Sounds like an excellent university.
It's good to hear from you, buddy. So, we were going to get into some more sports talk in a second. And,
sure, as
we all know, the greatest basketball player to grace the face of God's green earth, LeBron James, is about to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record. You're looking at Tuesday, I believe, versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Tickets going for, you know,
$95,000.
Pocket change, $95,000, especially for a Northeastern student.
What's going on with that?
I mean, there's a lot of delusional fans out there who think that LeBron is the greatest player of all time, and I guess they want to see him accomplish some sort of, you know, something, you know, to have more to their argument that, you know, he might be better than Michael Jordan, but
because he's not accomplished enough already.
No, not even close.
Even though he's exceeded expectations, chose.
You dude know, is 38.
Peyton Pritchard has exceeded expectations, and is he the greatest player of all
that's
time?
That's the most egregious sentence I've ever heard you say, my friend. Peyton Pritchard has exceeded expectations as LeBron has?
I'm just saying, he said he exceeded expectations. I'm naming another player who exceeded expectations.
That's bonkers. Absolute bonkers.
J.J. Barea exceeded expectations.
Okay, he is the greatest point guard of all time. Bob Cousy, reincarnate.
Anywho, what was the point here?
Just want to talk about basketball.
Speaking of basketball, what's up with Dylan Brooks?
I hate that guy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to my dear mother, who texted me as I was foolishly, as the fake fan I am, not watching the Cavaliers-Grizzlies game tonight, that Dylan Brooks seemed to have a dirty play on our beloved Donovan Mitchell, punching him below the belt near the groin injury that he has recently been suffering from.
Not nice.
Not nice at all. Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shannon Sharp, was right. He was absolutely correct
Unk.
About him. Unk.
For real. I'm with Shannon Sharp on everything, to be honest. But what even is Dylan Brooks? Like, how does he even fit in the NBA? He's like miscast as like a... He's like a ball handling, like shoot at will.
3-and-D wing.
Sixth option with the funkiest jump shot
of
all time.
Seven positions.
He like doesn't use his guide hand. And he, the other day he scored 30 points on 30 shots. Like... What?
They're giving him Kobe numbers of ball. Like, they just give him shots.
Shoot at will.
He kind of reminds me of Eric Gordon. You just can't really tell. I mean, obviously Gordon is you clear cut what he does. He shoots threes, right? But he'll just pop off for like 35 points on a random night, and you're just confused.
I don't know if he's ever shot the ball 30 times in a game.
No, I don't think Eric Gordon has that in him.
No, he puts up 35 points, you know, on a random night, and you're just, and then you realize it's because the Rockets have nobody else to shoot the ball.
That's yeah, right.
The Rockets also are not famous for shooting threes,
and also not a real NBA franchise at this point. They're pretty much a G League team.
Absolutely fake.
This is true.
But Brooks, like he literally, I've never seen him pass. I've never seen him pass the ball. Like it's once the ball is in his hands, he's shooting. Like he doesn't have to be a good shot.
Jared, I like the adjective you used just a couple minutes ago about him. He's bummy.
Yeah.
He's just a very bummy player. I don't even, like, you can't even say he's scrappy.
And why does
scrappy
he, like,
insinuates, like, some sort of grit and hustle.
Like, Marcus Smart is scrappy.
Exactly.
Why was he dressed like Brock Lesnar the other day or whatever? He was, like, wearing, like, jeans and a wife beater. Like, I don't know.
Well, speaking of NBA fits, what do we think about Kuzma's latest sweater? Have you guys seen the rainbow sweater?
I haven't, but, I mean, he has a good track record, so, like, I'm just going to assume it was fire.
How long are the sleeves? Are they in excess of 10 feet long?
This one was actually his size.
Okay.
Shockingly.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool.
Which I absolutely adore, because we've spoken about this privately sometimes, just like how NBA players are just freaks. Like, they are just humongous human beings. They just don't look normal. And like Kyle Kuzma wearing an oversized like sweater. Dude is what, 6'9", 6'8"?
Like,
I mean,
that
thing must have been huge.
The OG sweater picture is like a legendary picture. I can't find the new one, but yeah, like the old one is crazy. My friends made fun of me because I said that if I was an NBA player, like I probably wouldn't bother like getting all fitted out before every game. I'd probably show up in sweats, like and like team gear. Like I would not like why they get fitted to like walk down the tunnel. Like I get it's kind of cool.
It's their own red carpet.
Yeah, but I would not do that.
Honestly, I get dressed up in my best suit for intramural basketball games. So you certainly know that I would be wearing some drip if I were to ever.
I'm saving my money. I'm wearing only team gear, like free stuff that they gave me.
You think that these clothes that they wear like aren't free already?
Yeah, that might be right.
I mean, they get stuff handed to them. Not that they don't deserve it, these NBA players.
Especially Dylan Brooks.
If any are out there, please call in. Talk to us.
I'm trying to get Kyrie on the show.
We'd love for him to just spit some facts to us.
I'm trying to interview Kyrie Irving. If you're listening, Kyrie... Feel free to call in.
Somewhere out there. He's definitely got the link. It's made its way through.
He was in Boston the other day. I witnessed him get absolutely spanked.
Yeah, nice flex watching from I-93.
That picture looked further away than I was. I had good seats.
I watched the live photo. You zoomed out.
I didn't mean to.
There are no bad seats in TDR.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah, no, there really aren't. Watching the Bruins there is an experience, especially from the top of the bowl. You're right on top of the action. Can't get that anywhere else.
I needed to see a Jason Tatum masterclass in person, and I finally did.
You watched three quarters of one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the substitutes came in.
Yeah, but I needed a Sam Hauser masterclass, and I got that too.
Woo! If only. I'm still waiting for my first.
It's funny because I'm watching this video of what started the Donovan Mitchell-Dylan Brooks fight, and it's like the most Dylan Brooks like shot of all time. Like, Euro step into three guys in the lane, throw up a left-handed layup that doesn't even hit the rim. Like, no one else even is taking that shot.
Mitchell comes down with the rebound. He, of course, lands on Jarrett Allen's foot, rolls over, then slingshots his left arm into Donovan Mitchell's nether regions.
And then Mitchell throws the ball at his head.
I mean, that Grizzlies coach, Dylan Brooks, is lucky that Donovan Mitchell didn't give him a butt whooping that he's had long been deserved. I mean, come on.
Well, he whoops him on the court enough. I think Brooks would win in the fight, though.
No, it's funny that they were on the court at the same time because, you know, Brooks is just not a first teamer. Like, that was definitely the dog days of the, second quarter? I think it was second quarter. But that was, they were bound to clash, and oh boy, did they.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Donovan Mitchell quote. Dylan Brooks and I have been having our personal battles for years. Quite frankly, I've been busting his ass for years.
Donovan Mitchell said this?
Yes.
And Donovan Mitchell, absolutely right.
Hey, Mitchell's lucky that Steven Adams wasn't out there, though. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh,
oof. I mean, he dropped 71, completely overshadowed by the tragic happenings of the Bills-Bengals game
a couple weeks ago. That was like the same time.
I mean, I was watching the Donovan Mitchell dropping it, and I was losing my mind. And then the Bleacher Report notification with all their emojis pops up with DeMar Hamlin, unfortunately, having what happened to him. But all-time performance, incredible season, and Donovan Mitchell, all-star starter, isn't he?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Well deserved. Also, can we talk about the James Harden all-star snub?
Who would you put him over?
That's a good question. But I feel like James Harden, you're going to, in 8 years after he's retired, we'll say like 12 years after he's retired, you're going to find yourself browsing the Wikipedia pages. You're going to go and you're going to see James Harden, all-star throughout his career. What happened in 2022-23?
I mean, it's about time, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Drew Holiday? Are we really putting Drew Holiday over him?
Yeah, it was a little odd. But
Finian, resident Wizards fan. Kristaps Porzingis snub?
Kyle Kuzma snub?
Hey, man, you know, it just puts the chip on their shoulder. I'm happy about it, honestly.
Was Beal an all-star?
He's, like, been hurt the whole year, hasn't he? Has he been playing?
He's got hamstrings made of paper mache. He's not an all-star.
He's got everything made of paper mache.
Yeah.
Except for that paper that he's making.
He'll be the
$255 million of it.
He'll be the Celtics sixth man soon enough.
Lead him to a championship.
I mean, he wouldn't start on the Celtics, so.
I guess not. I mean, like, that's just matchups.
He just wouldn't. Is that ridiculous to say?
Put him at the one.
Just put him at one or two, yeah.
I mean, Marcus Smart is holding down the one.
Jaylen Brown's the two. Unless you put Brown at three.
It depends on the lineup. They're starting, like, their best five is Smart, Brown, Tatum, Horford, Williams. But they usually start Smart, Derek White, Brown, Tatum, Horford, and then Williams comes off the bench. In which case, sure, I guess Beal could start.
The Celtics playoff roster, though, this year, with Malcolm Brogdon leading the second
team. Gallo is coming back for the playoffs. That's people sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Gallo is coming back for the playoffs.
Gallinari? I'm not. I honestly have been out of the loop of the NBA. I had no idea he's on the Celtics.
He tore his ACL.
Oh.
Like, they signed him and he immediately tore his ACL. He never played.
But he's going to come back.
He claims. I mean, it'd be unlikely. But if he did, like, it's the best. I mean, it already is the best rotation in basketball. It's not even close. Like, I'm biased, but it's true.
No, it's true.
Boston sports looking incredible.
Someone's going to give Pritchard a bag. Peyton Pritchard will be an all-star in the next 5 years.
Can we write that down? Whoever's out there, clip that audio clip, please. We just gotta keep that on the record.
Well, Finney, it was great having you.
We've got a song, actually.
Yeah, we have a song coming up next that is a favorite of yours, I believe.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right, well, we'll get right to it.
Next up, shout out to the old ball and chain, my girlfriend Emma. We've got Rubble to Rubble by Woldorado.
Show me your friends, I'll show you the future. Show me your scars, I can help with the suture. I can't read, must mean I can sew. Well, I must say, you're in trouble. You're working with a surgeon who's working as a double. I have never stitched up my own. But I'm on my way. You know I'll be a doctor one day. If my father knew steps that I take. I'm on my way. Now she's down the street, sitting in sunshine, probably smoking weed and sipping on Bob's wine. She knows me, but she calls me by a different name. Now she by the fire, hanging cold stockings, and letting baby Jesus do most of the talking. There's a beauty in the silence that I chalk up to Christmas time. Well, I'm got me why she calls me her babe. If she only knew steps that I take, steps of my day. I'm on my way.
Next up, before we get back into the music and finish off our debut episode, we have a PSA from WFMO Tufts Community Radio. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO Tufts Community Radio in Medford.
Truly life-saving that was. Thank you very much, Abe. We're going to get right back to the music. We've got Feel the Fire. Multiple A's and one H.
One H.
Featuring Takeoff, it's Metro Boomin' and ASAP Rocky.
Why we greedy like wolves? Adam Eve with the fruit. Why we need no?
Only got two seats. Why we need new coupe? Only got 2 feet. Why we need new shoes? Papa need new shoes. Baby need new shoes. I'ma need new shoes. Birkenstock 50 G's, new shoes. Metro got the shit booming. Wanna eat like you. Pearly Jesus pieces. What would Jesus do? Rocky, why they wanna be like you? Metro, why they wanna be like you? Hella, why they wanna be like you? Magazine like you. GQ, yeah, I'm G like you. Shitting on them, smell like B like you. Switch it on them, we about to make a move. Got a green light too. On a G like 5. Why she green like slime? I'm a G like slide. She like me right now. Hands off. Show your diamonds, have a dance off. Show your weapon, have a standoff. Pussy popping on the handstand with a pencil. Mama told me go and get it. I was trying to get a ticket. Commas, commas, and some digits. Been thinking about it for a minute. You looking at a lieutenant. I see it glue on the pendant. She couldn't even finish a sentence. Everyday money get printed. We the one they wanna be. Like the letter at the A. I bought my bitch a new C. Chanel. Then I took her to the D.
Let's go.
Said she wanna take a E.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere without my infinite. No Da Vinci, I'm a G.
G.
They don't want smoke all the heat. I just kept stacking like money, Mitch. Name a nigga, not me.
I wait.
Out the country pushing P.
Push.
It's quiet right now in the streets. Trick or treat.
Why?
Cause I had bought a V. But waiting on when you got money to spend. No sleep.
Nah.
Except disease.
Corner store marketplace.
What? The corner store, how it start. High roller, high stakes, clucking chicken, gotta watch out for the pork. That's the most important part. Started out, we was only making art. Gotta say it from your heart. Most of you niggas lack that. Get bash that. Body bag, toe tag, worst body parts in the cat. Smash that. Glock and gloves, mash that. Shutty X, my Apple Pay and Cash App.
Hello.
Why we greedy like wolves? Adam Eve with the fruit. Why we need new, new? Only got 2 seats. Why we need new coupe? Only got 2 feet. Why we need new shoes? Papa need new shoes. Baby need new shoes. I'ma need new shoes. Birkenstock 50 G's, new shoes. Metro got the shit booming. Wanna eat like you. Pearly Jesus pieces. What would Jesus do?
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
I wish that this radio show was not just audio and you could see the video, because the roof has been blown off the studio right now.
For sure. For sure. And I want to wish a happy birthday to my good friend, Joey Shiner.
Doesn't he have a really good Madden Ultimate team?
That's what the streets are saying. Maybe 95 up. I'm not 100% sure, but it is his birthday. And if you're listening right now, send some good wishes to him.
Well, it's been an excellent show, Jared. Pleasure to be here. And I cannot wait for what we have in store for this year. Every Friday morning at midnight. Please tune in next time.
Yep, this was Instant Crush. I'm Jared Cohen. That was Abe Jollis. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, signing off.
Sweet dreams, everybody.